Last week, consultants presented their short-term port improvement recommendation to Skagway leaders. The Moffitt and Nickel planners said if Skagway doesn't want to miss out on bigger cruise ships, it should act soon on a $14.5 million ore dock modification. But the local committee working with the consultants wants more information. Skagway has about $8 million in state grant funding for port improvements. It has larger cruise ships on the way in 2019. And it's been in a stalemate with the main leaseholder on the waterfront for a couple years. Port consultant Moffitt and Nickel is getting paid about $200,000 to come up with a short-term recommendation for Skagway to use its grant funding and get the waterfront ready for bigger ships. They say the best option, considering time restraints, is a $14.5 million floating addition onto the ore dock. But at a port consultant steering committee meeting Monday, members wanted more.
They've tried to keep it short and simple, and there's a lot of unanswered things.
I mean, I just want to see, like, if we're going to spend $20 million, I want to make sure that, you know, when I'm dead, you know, people aren't pissing on my grave because I made a really bad decision.
Those were Port Commissioners John Tronrud and Tim Borsey. One of Borsey's major concerns is that the ore dock modification hinges on permission from the leaseholder, White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad.
You know, there needs to be a no path forward option for expending the grant monies. If the municipality and White Pass can't come to some understanding.
In Moffitt and Nichols' presentation, the consultants seemed optimistic that White Pass would cooperate. After all, the railroad probably doesn't want to miss out on cruise ship revenue either. Borsey said he also wants to see some plan of how the ore dock renovation will fit into the waterfront 5 or 10 years into the future.
The things you don't see in the plan are how this short-term plan fits into the long-term vision.
Port Commissioner Steve Heitz put it bluntly, the ore dock modification is probably the most realistic option considering current limitations, but it's not the ideal option.
If we do this, and unfortunately I don't know any other way around it, we need to be ready, perhaps, we need perhaps to be ready in 4 or 5 years to tear out that temporary float, that temporary dock, and to spend perhaps another $20 million or $40 million or whatever doing it right in the big long-term picture.
Borsey said if Moffitt and Nickel can provide some details on how the ore dock renovation will be beneficial, not just in the next few years, but over the next 10, the expense will be easier for people to accept. The steering committee gave this and more feedback to Moffitt and Nickel. The consultants plan to have a final short-term recommendation by July 1st. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.